next on the 5 o'clock report.
We're working with states.
Focus on what's really important.
Community is rising up in the midst of this.
Go buy that person a meal. Just do something to alleviate the pain and the hurt that is going on with so many people.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. Hitting the pause button in New York State. It's now illegal for you to be on the street unless you're getting groceries or going for a walk 6 feet away from everyone else. Family Life's Sarah Harnish has the latest.
Governor Cuomo announced 100% of non-essential employees are ordered to stay home or face fines. This is not voluntary. It's mandatory.
We're going to put out an executive order today. New York State on pause, policies that assure uniform safety for everyone.
What does that mean? 100% of non-essential employees must stay home. If you are not in the healthcare field, feeding humans, dispensing medicine, shipping supplies, or working at a gas station, stay indoors.
These are the rules. No non-essential gatherings. Any concentration of individuals is because you're an essential business and an essential workforce. When in public, social distancing, at least 6 feet. Outdoor recreation is a solitary recreational exercise. It's running, it's hiking. It's not playing basketball with five other people. No, this is not life as usual. Accept it and realize it and deal with it. Sick individuals should not leave their home unless they receive medical care, etc. Young people need to practice social distancing, avoid contact with vulnerable populations.
Those are the rules, and here are the consequences if you're caught outside.
These provisions will be enforced. There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance. Again, your actions can affect my health. That's where we are.
Again, 100% of the New York State workforce, now mandatory, must stay home. But ordered to shelter in place from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo unless you are feeding people, work in health care, or shipping products.
What you do highly, highly affects their health and well-being. The instinct to love. Mom wants to see the kids. Be smart.
All of this effective right now. The pause button hit in New York State. No movement unless you're getting food or fresh air. Sarah Harnish, Family Life News.
Thank you, Sarah. Meantime, U.S. Congressman Fred Keller of Pennsylvania is urging Governor Tom Wolf to rescind his order closing all physical locations of non-life-sustaining businesses across the Commonwealth. Keller says Wolf's order came with no notice, limited details, and insufficient explanation. Vice President Mike Pence insisting today there has been incredible progress in making more coronavirus test kits available.
We're working with states to distribute those tests. We've obviously focused on states that have been dealing with the most serious outbreaks of coronavirus, Washington State, California, New York, and others.
In a White House briefing, President Trump saying today people don't need to be tested if they don't have symptoms. Still to come this Friday, whipping winds in New York, tests canceled in PA, and calling the church to spread hope amidst the crisis.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Strong winds will be subsiding. It'll be turning much colder. Clouds, an evening sprinkle or shower, maybe a flurry late. Low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. It will be chilly over the weekend, but other than some patchy clouds Saturday morning, the weekend days will end up sunny. The high temperatures in the 30s. Tomorrow, 30s and low 40s on Sunday.
Thank you, Kevin. High wind warnings, a 35-degree temperature drop, and a good storm is on the way for New York and Pennsylvania. NYSIG and RG&E gearing up for the storm. With details on their preparations, let's go to our own Brandon Dixon.
Wind, thunder, and lightning. We may get a good show in the sky from this storm. Both the winds and the lightning cause trouble for power companies. NYSIG, RG&E, and Avangrid saying they are anticipating service interruptions in western New York, Rochester, and the southern tier. The trio of power companies has been watching weather forecasts and readying crews and equipment. More than 600 line and field personnel are already positioned. They remind you to stay 30 feet away from any down power lines and call them to report outages so they can make repairs as quickly as possible. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Central New York Congressman Anthony Brindisi is in self-quarantine after two fellow lawmakers tested positive for coronavirus. The 22nd District Democrat says he was in contact with one of the individuals last week. Brindisi says, out of an abundance of caution, he's going to work from home through next week. He says he's not showing symptoms and is in good health. Meanwhile, student state testing has been canceled in Pennsylvania. Family Life's Sarah Harnish has details.
The Pennsylvania Department of Education has canceled all PSSA testing and Keystone exams for the 2019-2020 school year as a result of COVID-19. This includes the Pennsylvania Alternate System of Assessment. Testing was scheduled to begin April 20th and May 11th, depending on the test type. The Department of Education says if this impacts a senior, they will pursue waivers for them to be able to go to college. Sarah Harnish, Family Life News.
Thank you, Sarah. A Western New York hospital is set to become the first in the state completely dedicated to the care of COVID-19 patients. The St. Joseph Campus for Sisters of Charity Hospital in Cheektowaga will handle 20% of folks who need to be hospitalized and 5% who need intensive care. No word yet on when patients will begin arriving. A homeless shelter in Pennsylvania's capital is not accepting any new guests because of the coronavirus. Bethesda Homeless Shelter in Harrisburg says it's to limit the spread of the virus. They say the move may be frustrating for those who rely on its services. They'll still hand out meals at 4:30, but no one is spending the night. The shelter says it's not safe for the homeless or for their volunteers.
I think the community is rising up in the midst of this to try to provide those services for them, but no one, with all the closing of businesses and everything else, this is a unprecedented situation we find ourselves, so we're trying to reach out and care for each other.
Another group is trying to stand in the gap. Downtown Daily Bread is giving out rain ponchos and socks to those in need. Next at 5, Family Life's Sarah Harnish talks to September McCarthy about schooling kids during this temporary shutdown.
I have with me September McCarthy, who is a national speaker and the author of the book Why Motherhood Matters. She does the Mom to Mom podcast and also a homeschool mom of 24 years, but you've also had kids go through the school system, so you kind of see both sides of it. I've got a few questions for you, and mostly just to calm the nerves of the moms and dads that are listening. 30 million kids as of today are inadvertent homeschoolers. For many moms or dads that are listening, this is short term, but they still may be looking at a third of a school year. So what can you say when they've got that little voice in the back of their mind saying they don't have the credentials to do things with their kids at home?
The thing about teaching our kids at home is trying to not duplicate the classroom. Homeschooling is about giving our kids an education and life experiences together, and it does not have to look like the classroom, and you don't have to have a degree to teach your kids a subject or a learning experience. It's really about refocusing our ideas of learning about life and knowledge together. It's not all bookwork, and so you don't need the degree. Every day you wake up, just think, what is today going to be about? And also, I want all parents listening to remember that when you are teaching your kids at home, whether it's books or experiences, it takes half the time that it would in school. So the hours that you think of teaching your kids in school, in a classroom, it's going to take so much less time. So many things that you're teaching your kids are going to be cut in half. So the way of having a degree and being a teacher or having the inexperience or the knowledge is, it's a fallacy. We can do this. We can all do this.
They'll walk away with a lot more than you think they're walking away with. You know, it is funny because one of the main arguments against homeschooling is socialization, even though the science shows that most homeschool kids really thrive when they graduate and they get into the workforce. They've got great communication skills. But the irony of this situation is that in the coronavirus environment, with social distancing, kids really can't socialize very much. They have to keep that 6-foot distance. So what do you do when you're stuck in the four walls of your home and your yard? In your house, September, do you have schedules nailed to the wall and chore charts? And if you do, do you actually stick to them?
We have schedules. And I would say for the coronavirus and this situation particularly, to keep a loose schedule, for parents, focus on what's really important when it comes to scheduling, but have some loose integration, some really enjoyable things. I like to rotate subjects per day in emergency situations like this. So don't try to do every subject in one day. Also do group studies. That gives your kids some socialization with maybe a few friends if you're trying to limit too many people, or maybe do it online with some Zoom calls, things like that. I like to do group studies with my kids, maybe lump some science together when it comes to similar grades and ages. And to remember that mixing teaching elements is important when you're trying to learn something new about teaching your kids at home. Don't try just doing everything in a book. Maybe use some flashcards or going outside for art, some things that will really integrate moving around and giving you some ease. Look at every opportunity as a learning experience. The most important thing with homeschooling is that it's not just seat work. It's not just workbooks.
What is an example of the structure of your day? Do you have quiet time, naps, outside time? Like, what? Give moms and dads some ideas.
The first thing I would recommend is just to have a family meeting. Sit down with your kids and say, listen, we all understand. We all have different needs. This is what we're going to do, so that they know it's coming. They understand the plan. We like to begin with something we call a morning basket. I basically fill a basket, put it on my table, fill it with our favorite books, our favorite music, some art lessons that we found online, some creative things that I threw in this basket, and we just begin there. And that way they don't feel like they're being thrown into this seat work and the structure that they're not used to. And then move into maybe some home responsibilities, and then maybe 45 minutes of reading time per day where everyone separates, reads their own book, or you're reading out loud to them. You could do your art lessons right from your reading books. Just make it fun. Don't put too much pressure on yourself and your kids.
Thank you, ladies. You can catch up on all the Family Life news features at fln.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks attempted a rally today but failed, concluding one of the most volatile weeks on Wall Street ever as investors grapple with mounting fears over the economic blow from the coronavirus. The Dow today down 913 points, the Nasdaq fell 271, and the S&P 500 dropped 104. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Next, here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
Calvin Coolidge once stated, "There is no dignity quite so impressive and no independence quite so important as living within your means." The experts and common sense tell us the most important practical step you can take to end financial turmoil in your life is simply to spend less than you make. If you don't take that step, you're headed for a lifetime of grief. Living within your means starts with a spending plan. You have to prepare a budget that still has money left over after you've paid all the bills. That's how you save an emergency fund for unplanned expenses. If you're not sure how to do that, MoneyWise has volunteer coaches all around the country ready to help you get started at no cost. Just go to MoneyWise.org to sign up.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiez.
Thank you, Tracy. Big story. Tom Brady now officially a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after the team announced it signed the legendary quarterback to a two-year contract. The three-time NFL MVP and six-time Super Bowl champion turns 43 in August. Steelers have agreed to a two-year deal for tight end Eric Ebron, the six-year vet, tied for second in the NFL with 13 touchdown catches with the Colts in 2018. And the Broncos have agreed to a two-year deal with running back Melvin Gordon from the Chargers. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiez.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Following a cold front that kicked up the wind, bringing showers and rumbles, well, colder air is now working into the region. It'll be a much colder story for the weekend, but this air will be drying out. That'll set us up for bright, sunny skies for much of Saturday and all of Sunday. Then early next week, we'll watch for the possibility of some accumulating snow, at least in the higher ground in our region, come later Monday and Monday night. In the meantime, for tonight, strong winds will be subsiding. It'll be turning much colder. Clouds, an evening sprinkle or shower, maybe a flurry late. Low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. It will be chilly over the weekend, but other than some patchy clouds Saturday morning, the weekend days will end up sunny. The high temperatures in the 30s tomorrow, 30s and low 40s on Sunday.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, as we hunker down at home, musician Michael W. Smith is connecting with others through Facebook.
We're all restricted. Plans on hold. Sitting still.
Concerts are on hold as event arenas are shut down.
Many, many people I know are unemployed. So, is this going to turn out for the good? Yes, I think it is.
He says his pastor friend Darren Tyler reminded him of others who face challenges.
In World War II, everyone in Great Britain was hunkered down in fear of the bombings from Germany. During that time, C.S. Lewis began a radio broadcast, and that broadcast became the book, Mere Christianity. Isaac Newton was 20 years old when the bubonic plague forced people into their version of social distancing. During his year away from Cambridge, he created the theory of gravity. The Apostle Paul, under house arrest, wrote most of the New Testament.
Smith calling on Christ followers to love on others during this time.
Make that person's house payment. Go buy that person a meal. Just do something to alleviate the pain and the hurt that is going on with so many people. Sure, we could spend this time binging on Netflix, or we could spend it changing the world.
And that's the world we live in this 20th of March. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.